This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us, one of the leads of the new Aussie rom-com, Sit, Stay, Love, Ezekiel Samat. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much.
This story really is such a sweet one. You play Dylan across from your love interest, Annie. Can you set up their dynamic for us?
Okay, so basically, in high school, they were both on the debate team, and sometimes they were on the same team, sometimes they were going head-to-head. And so they have a long history of butting heads, and then they almost had a romance back in the day, but it was more of a kind of rivalry.
Yeah.
And so after they reconnect at Christmas time, stuff happens.
Yeah, you can't tell us too much, but we know, of course, with a Christmas rom-com, there's always going to be a little bit of it. It almost happened. Will it? Won't it?
Yeah.
It's very cute. But what was it that appealed to you about telling this story?
So, because obviously we made it in the middle of a pandemic, and kind of the world was a bit grim at that point in time. So it was really lovely to be able to just pivot into something super wholesome and sweet.
Did it kind of impact the experience of making a movie? Of course, in practical ways, being in a pandemic, it would. But for you as an actor, in terms of bringing a story to life, did the backdrop of the COVID crisis impact that at all?
Yeah, I guess so. In kind of good and bad ways. Because initially, it was kind of jarring because everyone had kind of been in quarantine or isolation in some place in Australia. And then all of a sudden, we were a kind of a big crowd, a big family making a film. So it was a bit jarring going from seeing maximum one or two people to being surrounded by like 50, 70, 100 people or whatever. But like the really beautiful aspect was that it was a really kind of like breath of fresh air to actually be able to be in a community again.
Mm. And you also had some really nice animals on set with you. Of course, in the story, Annie is someone who just can't resist an opportunity to do some good and help get these dogs adopted. Would you say that you yourself are more of a dog person, cat person, or a turtle person?
Look, historically, I am a massive dog person. Like, even one of the times I went to LA, I remember the people I was staying with, we had like this competition, and kind of the sign of a good day was if you'd been able to pat 10 dogs. And honestly, it brought so much joy hitting that quota, patting 10 dogs. But also, in the last kind of couple of years, I've definitely grown a soft spot for cats.
Wow.
I've just had like more exposure to them, and I love them because they, you know, the cats can be a bit hard to win over, but it's so worthwhile when you do.
Yeah, I have to say I agree with you because I've been a dog person and then during lockdown, my sister, she lives with me, we got a cat and I was not ready to feel affection for a cat, but I'm here now and I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah. And I think turtles are just kind of like a neutral but lovely thing. I'm never disappointed to see a turtle, but I don't think of them that much, you know?
Yeah, they can happily exist in the background.
Yeah, but I do love them. Like, going snorkeling and stuff and seeing kind of sea turtles out there do it, I'm like, God, they're beautiful.
Yeah, there's something kind of naturally beautiful about them. But I have to ask you, in terms of trying to reach a quota in LA of patting 10 dogs a day, how do you do that? Are you just talking to strangers and patting their dogs, or are you going into a shelter to try and win?
Kind of both. So there's on Fairfax in LA, it's kind of near West Hollywood, there's a place where you can foster dogs. And that's always kind of been a plan when I go to LA on longer stints to just kind of foster dogs while I'm there.
Mm.
But additionally, definitely talking to strangers and more or less just talking to the dogs.
So
just see a dog that looks like it needs a pat, just say, can I? But it wasn't hard either. Like, you could knock out 10 dogs in like an hour and a half, I reckon,
because
everyone has a dog there.
Totally. It's such a great way to create relationship. And of course, in bringing Sit, Stay, Love to life, you're telling a story of Christmas, which always has something kind of cheery, something beautiful about it, which is why we love Christmas movies. What does your ideal Christmas look like?
Oh, that's a tough one because I've had so many different lovely ones. Like, obviously family and food. Like family food is like they're the go-tos. But also a couple of years ago, I had a friendsmas because just I think work constraints or something. There were a bunch of us. We had what it's called an orphan's Christmas, right? Where it's just kind of you and your friends and a lot of food again. It seems like food is a constant, to be honest.
Always.
Even last year, my girlfriend was doing a film in Melbourne. And so we were actually, because of borders, we were stuck in a hotel in Melbourne for Christmas. Aww. But it was actually still really beautiful because it was, still surrounded by someone I love and an abundance of food.
Right.
When all else fails, eat. That's all right.
What a motto. That's a great.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.